An inquiry into the truth. An inquiry into truth is an inquiry into the cause of things as the human race sees and experiences them. The starting point of our thought must also begin with our experiences. We all know that life is, else we could not even think that we are. Since we can think, say, and feel, we must be. We live, we are conscious of life, therefore we must be and life must be. If we are life and consciousness or self-knowing, then it follows that we must have come from life and consciousness. Let us start then with a simple fact. Life is, and life is consciousness. But what is the nature of this life? Is it physical, mental, material, or spiritual? A little careful thinking based upon logic, more than any merely personal opinion, will do much in clearing up some of these questions that at first seem to stagger us with their bigness. How much of that which is may we call life? The answer would have to be, life is all that there is. It is the reason for all that we see, hear, feel, all that we experience in any way. Now, nothing from nothing leaves nothing, and it is impossible for something to proceed from nothing. Since something is, that from which it came must be all it is. Life, then, is all that there is. Everything comes from it, ourselves included. The next question is, how do things come from life? How do the things that we see come from the things that we do not see? The things that we see must be real because we see them. To say that they are not real will never explain them or not answer any question about them. God's world is not a world of illusion, but one of divine reality. The truth must not explain away these things that we see. It must explain what they are. We are living and experiencing varying degrees of consciousness and conditions. Only when the why of this living and our experience is understood will we know the least thing about the truth. Jesus did not say that things are illusions. He said that we must not judge from the standpoint of the seen, but must judge righteously of what with right judgment. And he meant that we must get behind the appearances and find out what caused it. So let us not in any way fool ourselves, nor allow ourselves to believe we have always been fooled. We are living in a world of realities. Whatever we have experienced is a reality as far as that experience is concerned. Although if we had had a higher understanding of life, the unpleasant experience might have been avoided.
So I could study in close detail the problems they were experiencing. He was certainly well endowed, and it was hard to believe that a virile-looking specimen like this couldn't get his rocks off. You should pardon the expression. Mr. Adams was not what you would call the intellectual type, but then it never took brains to be a good lay. More well-educated Madison Avenue executives had sex problems than the average truck driver. He had never had sex while a third party was present, but I felt this was necessary if I was going to properly diagnose.
It was a magical happening in space, for three remarkable bursts of starlight had set course for a most fantastic place. Now everything was going just fine, till they met the greatest force within your mind, imagination.
Oh, I'm way in a hurry!
Hey, who are you?
What? I'm imagination!
Oh, imagine that!
So where are you headed, my starry-eyed friend?
We're on our way to Earth.
Oh, but you'll need my help for that!
Oh, they did indeed, for they would need earthly frames and special names.
Well, how about that? I'm Solon.
I'm Moonshine.
I'm Lester. Thanks, Imagination.
Always keep your eyes and ears open to all that lies ahead. If you don't, if you judge unfairly, you'll end up nowhere. And believe me, that's nowhere to be.
So long, Imagination.
Are you guys ready?
We sure are.
Hold on, then. Here we go!
Met a beautiful woman. We dated and both soon fell in love. I wanted to marry her, but I didn't have enough money. She promised she'd wait until I saved enough money for her. And then one day, I found out she was balling with another man. My mind was mixed up.
Wow! Wow! Here we are, another trip.
I remember the happy days.
I wasn't sure we were gonna make this.
Excellent. Well, we're ready to go.
Yeah, wow.
Where are we going? This time. What? Hi, guys.
I wanted to wait to visit something very special.
We're going to visit storks. Oh, we're going to watch them bring babies.
No, we're going to watch them bring stork babies. Well, there's a lot of myths about storks, but we're going to see about that now. We're going to go to Europe, and we're going to visit some storks.
Oh, he does things that he would never mean to do otherwise.
The kids.
I didn't mean to do it.
Now, winter turns to spring in Europe, and the white storks return from Africa.
It's like in Miami Beach. It's like in Miami
Beach. They say time heals all wounds.
Is that a stork? That's a stork.
But 100 years isn't enough to get
they
over.
They fly up for a bird. It's a great flyer for
life
a bird.
For
birds are terrific flyers. In fact, they fly better than fish. Except for the flying
money.
Fish. Or the flying nun.
An unfaithful one. It's terrible. When it's over, I'll get a job in town.
Storks love to live in
new life now.
Cities, and instead of making their nests a lot in trees the way most birds do,
I'm not going to sit around waiting for all that happened to me. So I took this job.
And churches.
I agree.
In fact, they like church bells.
This will be a great, easy job. No more shootings and killings.
Don't they say that they got a ringing in their ears that way? You know, I guess
what are you
going to
do with all that money?
I like it there.
My daughter's seriously sick. I want her to get well.
Hey, watch the way he's slapping. You're too close to
the money.
There you go.
I'll use it well.
Yeah, we better be careful. We come too close to those big wings and we might get hurt. They love chimneys because of the heat. Look how they land. Feet down.
Hold it.
Look
hold
at that.
It. Did you see anyone? Lock, see anyone?
Right down. Lower the wings.
What is this? See his face.
Say, what is that anyway? That's the top of a tower. Oh, and on top of the tower is a storky.
Like
a storky,
next
yes.
Bite.
All right. In fact, a lot of people encourage their storks
to
build homes up there. They start building nests for them so that they will encourage the birds to be there. You know, the amazing thing was that the birds are the closest thing to reptiles.
My belief is that
and yet
all these dreams
the storks
are
loved by everybody, just like regular birds are. Yeah, and yet the prehistoric monsters grow
and
the
morning. Only distinction right. Between me and you is that I can articulate them.
They have long migration routes.
And that is what poetry or painting or literature or filmmaking
hours
is
hours
all about.
Stopping.
It's as simple as that.
And
I make films because
I
have not learned anything else.
We don't know.
And I know I can do it to a certain degree.
Where are you?
The police.
And it is my duty. Because this might be the inner chronicle of what we are. And we have to articulate ourselves, otherwise we would be cows in the field.
No, we don't want to find a new one. We like you even if you are a dingbat.
I'm not a dingbat. I just don't always have the right information for you. I get so flustered. And then sometimes I don't know what to do, and then you call me a dingbat, and I think I failed you, Lester.
You never fail us. We like calling you a dingbat. We only call you that because we love you. If we didn't like you, we would never say those things to you. We would just totally ignore you. But we always call you when we need you. Even if you don't always have the information.
I know. Well, I'm going to have to think about it, but my tutu stays up there till I've made a decision.
Okay. Well, if that's the way you feel about it, let's put an ad in the Times. Put an ad in the Times, yeah. Wanted. One dingbat imagination to travel with three people into other galaxies. Tutu a necessity.
When it gets to 100,
a stork is a strange animal. It sleeps standing up on one leg. My uncle does that. Sleeps on one leg, yeah, leaning against a building. He's got long legs to scratch with, doesn't he? Now, you know what? Once they lay the eggs, yeah, both the mother and father take turns sitting on them. Uh-huh. And they have special heat pockets underneath their body in their fur. And that's what they sit on and keep the eggs warm with. And they also keep them cool. The same way when it's too hot from the sun. What are they doing now? Well, they also, they're preening each other. What's that mean? That means they're taking the bugs off each other's body and keeping each other clean because it's hard for them to reach in all the spots. Isn't that nice?
We're going to wonder if we were raped. When this wakes up half-dressed, he's going to wonder, oh, Jesus, what did I do? because he knows, like all men, he has the potential to do what he knows he shouldn't.
And so he would be reluctant to ask what happened.
Exactly. I dare you to touch it.
What? I don't want to touch it.
You can touch it.
Oh, you don't think I won't? I wouldn't put it past you.
Damn straight. That little shit always freaks people out. Righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked.
You like your job? Do you like cheating people? And being dishonest all the time?
It's not being dishonest, it's...
And trapping people? I never hurt anybody. But you want to hurt me, don't you?
No, I don't want to hurt you.
Yes,
it's just
you do. I know you do.
It's just that you really need help. I mean, and I could help you. I really can.
Open your mouth. Okay, just chomp on that. Don't try anything.
With these struts, I'd better not move. Before I tell you my news, I have an account on record to settle with you.
You're pretty.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. Tell me.
Be patient, I'll tell you. As soon as you have asked for my pardon.
But you lied to me because...
I'll do anything you want. Please forgive me. I'm sorry we had that argument. But tell me.
We could be friends.
That's not enough, baby. You won't get away with an apology. Get on your knees.
You know, purify you. But it's different now.
Lick my boots now. I mean it. Come on.
I'd like to help you because you're pretty, but... You wear these hoary panties.
Okay, the other one.
Even though you're a cop, you wear hoary panties. You shouldn't wear those.
Will that be all?
No, when I ask you to wash me, you refuse. You'll make up for that.
You really should be punished.
Wipe my culo. Oh, you're not done yet. Now you're really eating. Come on, lick my culo. Don't you want to know about Rosa Phillips? It's not so bad. Lick it clean. No, don't quit. You're doing well. Keep it up.
You could have told me you didn't want to have a cake. You're really excited about being with me. You want to have this cake.
Started out as a CIA program. And then decided one day what would happen if I took my polygraph and hooked it up to this plate. Well, I was very surprised because unlike smooth, unchanging
that kid, Rosa, who you asked me about. She's still alive, Melissa. You want me to arrange a meeting with her? Wouldn't that be marvelous? See. Now, let's be friends.
No, wait, that's my turn. Wait a little thing. You don't want to be too hard, I can tell. You're excited about the idea of getting an enema.
Lie detection.
sense.
You want to get the person into this moment when you say, did you fire the shot and killed so-and-so?
Maybe we could have done it before, but it's too late. You sent them in.
They're not happy. They're not enthusiastic about your question. So then they end up saying, no, of course I didn't kill him. And then you're, you know, the graph goes crazy. So he says, well, how do I shot Clint?
And even if they
he
find
tried
it,
dipping one of the leaves in his coffee. That didn't work. He tried
you're not
a variety of little things like that. When he got the idea in his mind, without actually doing it, but just got the idea of going and taking a match, lighting the match, striking it, and then holding it to one of the leaves and burning the leaf, the plant had an enormous reaction. And in fact, it did not stop until after he had been actually gone and done it, burned the leaf.
And
taking the matches out of the room. Only once the threat was gone, and he was out of the room, did the plant finally calm down.
No.
So here we are, literally 40 years later after he discovered this, we're filming Dr. Baxter. And he's not an actor, so if we didn't get the plant to have an authentic reaction in our film shoot, then, you know, we weren't going to get him reacting the way that it should be. So we had set the scene where there was supposed to be a kid in the classroom who hears about Baxter's effect and gets excited and wants to burn the plant to prove it for himself. And we actually had a plant hooked up to a polygraph, and we have a graph of it and everything. Organisms. surface of the Earth. And as the Earth spins, your position in the galactic center spins. And if there's the galactic center, as I turn and face it, my psychic ability increases so much. It's like there's this river of energy coming from the center of the galaxy. So what that ultimately suggests is that our position in the galaxy does have an effect on our cognitive function, on our thinking.
I was careless and got some kind of
acid. You should have it looked at.
I haven't had the time.
Will you please sit down? Now, tell me. That bird, exactly what kind of product did you handle?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know, that's all there is to it.
See now, okay? Have you noticed anything strange recently?
Yes. Someone stole a container of Tri from me.
That?
A toxic chemical.
Can it be lethal?
No, it can't. If absorbed, it may cause nausea. Nothing worse.
You're absolutely sure?
Yes, I am.
Is that all?
No. That's not all.
Go on.
There are ghosts.
What? Ghosts, Mr. Lorre?
I'm not crazy. I was at the cemetery two nights ago. I saw you with the man.
Then what?
While you were talking with him, they came out of their graves. They were looking at you. They listened to you. I ran away. And then they killed the man and Mr. Alphan. They killed Mrs. Alphan too. They want to kill us all. Okay, I've killed them and now they want to kill us all.
Your story is totally incoherent.
The truth.
Tonight, you'll come with me to the cemetery. I really want to see these ghosts.
Please, Heather, there are worse things than being dead.
We're dead, and we're okay.
But I don't want to die. Please help me. Oh, no.
Daddy, no! She's my friend from before.
That doesn't matter.
But she doesn't want to die.
They never do.
If you have her, we'll go without you.
We need it, Daddy. We'll leave you here all by yourself.
Don't threaten your father that way.
You're not a father anymore. Remember, we're dead. Now you let her go.
Braised steak, carrots, buts, roast and mashed potatoes, steamed pudding,
I wish your mother was here.
And custard.
After a nuclear attack on the United States, would Americans live as they're accustomed to?
The one that was hurt.
With automobiles, ranch houses, television, freezers, and so on? No one can say.
We've got a bath full of water that hasn't been changed now for 5 days. It's all the water we've got. We have to drink from it, and have to cook with it, and wash with it.
At Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the population, 3 months later, was found to be apathetic and profoundly lethargic. People living often in their own filth, in total dejection and inertia. This baby boy has been bitten on the arm by a rat. There are now no medicines or drugs available to prevent the disease, which may well follow.
I was carrying a loaf of bread home today from my mother, who'd given it to me. And a guy comes up and offers me £1 for it. Well, what could I say? You can't eat a pound note.
In the face of growing hunger riots, it is very possible that dwindling supplies of food would finally be kept as a form of bonus for only those who still perform the precarious maintenance of law and order. The result of such partial feeding would in itself be almost inevitable. On this day, the first food rioter is killed by the police in Kent. Later, as direct result of this incident, a police ammunition truck and its contents are seized and its volunteer drivers murdered.
And most of all, help us rededicate our time.
During the last war, it was noticed that with people who'd suffered personal loss or deprivation, even amongst the so-called decent middle class, there was a tendency to develop an attitude of indifference towards the law and to indulge in rules of bad moral etiquette.
Come on, together.
This is a government food control center, seized and pilfered by armed anti-authority elements. And this is Mrs. Joyce Fisher from Gravesend. She was a housewife. 3 yards from her, and the body was when morale falls, ideals fall and may go, and behavior becomes more primitive, more a thing of instinct. 3 days later, the first policeman in Kent are killed.
Prepare us for the great meeting tomorrow at the Civic Center.
Within the next 15 years, possibly another 12 countries will have acquired thermonuclear weapons. For this reason, not through accident or the impulses of man himself, it is now more than possible what you have seen happen in this film will have taken place before the year 1980.
On the authority of the Regional Commissioner under Article 17 of the new National Emergency Code dealing with civil disturbances and the prevention of Crown-appointed officers from carrying out their lawful duties, John Edward Jarrett and William Michael Eads are hereby sentenced to death by firing.
May we all be uplifted.
May God have mercy on their souls.
Brother Scott
and Paul. Thank you.
I'm putting myself on a low level to humble myself. For I have committed acts of faith to man.
Help me, Father.
Yes, Father, help me. I've been tempted to do things that were against your will. I've been remiss in the witnessing of new members and the bringing in of money contributions. I've wasted time writing heretical verses. I've been puffed with pride and have challenged the authority of those above me. And finally,
for those who haven't had access to
I am under the orange juice, of the
fresh
by opening my mouth when I didn't get
to
close.
In general, and that'll be most people. Hemorrhages around the gums will set in at about the 4 month stage. And then you're into the initial stages of scurvy.
With
swelling of the ankles.
Suffer as Father has suffered. I give up
my into the joints of your body.
And I request of the church to please not go to the extent of replacing the glass, which I so carelessly broke.
December the 25th.
So that now
a refugee compound in Dover, Kent. 4 months after the attack.
Pray for me. Thank you, Brother Scott. Thank you.
Due to radiation, this little boy has only half the requisite number of red blood corpuscles. He will be bedridden for 7 years. Then he will die. This happened at Hiroshima.
I see it.
This girl is pregnant. Because of her constant exposure to radiation, she has no idea whether or not her baby will be born alive.
While Father renounces all personal possessions, we wish for physical comfort while Father leads this simple life.
The thing that terrifies me most is the little ones.
While Father works tirelessly,
if they've suffered badly from the effects
forgive us, Father.
Of the sight
forgive
of the horror,
you know
destruction. It is probable that as a consequence, some of them may suffer terrible character disorders.
Right now, while we are sitting here smug,
one just doesn't know.
Father is upstairs.
I saw one of the little boys in the compound here yesterday. He was bouncing around, playing hopscotch,
he is,
I think.
Taking our sins
and
on
suddenly
himself.
He sat down.
Purging our soul
as though he
with
were very tired.
Yes, I said tears, you heard me right.
Went
because
listless.
Right now, alone
like that of an old
and
man.
Miserable, he is weeping.
These children are orphans of the attack. They were each asked what they now wanted to grow up to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to break down like this. But the thought of father.
On almost the entire subject of thermonuclear weapons, on the problems of their possession, on the effects of their use, there is now practically a total silence in the press, in official publications, and on television. There is hope in any unresolved and unpredictable situation. But is there a real hope to be found in this silence?
You mean give everything?
The world's stockpile of thermonuclear weapons has doubled within the last 5 years. And now is the equivalent of almost 20 tons of high explosive to every man, woman, and child on the planet. This stockpile is still steadily growing.
I think father would be so touched by that. Do you think he would? Are you ready to come up here? Are you ready to sign his book? Are you ready?
You have dinner with me, Mrs. Nolan? I'm really a very nice guy.
Come closer. Father wants to bless you.
But your sister blabbered, yelled, and screamed. So I had to put her in the fish tank. Some are like you, sisters. Are you going to blabber and yell, Mrs. Nolan? Taking the picture, just like the others. You'll have to smile. Jenny!
Wisdom.
Janet, it's me.
Wisdom is the ability to do two things at once.
It's me.
To be in the world and of it, and enjoy it, and participate in it fully and successfully. And at the same time, to not be here at all. To be in realms of light. To be in a superconscious state. To be in samadhi. Beyond all this. That's true wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to take care of your life properly, to know what's right for you. To have assessed what is the right path, and to follow it with heart, with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and your whole body. To not have reservations. When you do something half-heartedly, you don't get much of the result. When you do it fully, you get a great result. So wisdom is the ability to let go. Children are wise and thankful. Perhaps their interests are manifested and develops in the best interests of self. So they can just kind of let go. From school fairly easily, as they get older, it becomes more difficult. There's a wisdom that lacks in consciousness, is innocence. I think innocence is the greatest wisdom. To be wise doesn't always mean to have a wrinkled face and sparkly eyes. Usually it does. To be wise means to be still inside. To see the motions of eternity in day-to-day life and beyond. True wisdom is freedom. True wisdom is enlightenment. At the same time, wisdom has a practical side. The ability to make good choices. The best choice anyone can make is to educate themselves. So etiquette is an intelligent way to live. The outer form of Buddhism and practice is etiquette. A series of ways to live intelligently that keep you alive, awake, and happy, wakeful. The wisdom of samadhi is quite different. That's the undifferentiated experience of reality. In other words, wisdom, if it's really a higher level of wisdom, can't be written down. It can't be spoken. I can't tell you what it is. True wisdom is the knowledge of the universe that is beyond any physical expression. Music perhaps expresses it better than words. It can put us more in touch with it. Certain types of music, art. But real wisdom is samadhi. To sit in meditation, to stop thought, to go beyond all things into the clear light of reality in which there is no time, no space, no dimensionality. That's samadhi, perfect absorption, to the point where there is no sense of being absorbed. Full consciousness, but not the consciousness of the body, not the consciousness of the world, not the consciousness of daily life, not the consciousness of knowing that you're having an experience. If you're meditating and you sense that you are in ecstasy, that's not really samadhi. If you sense ecstasy, that's not really samadhi. Samadhi is beyond those things. Samadhi means that you have become the light for a time. And there is no sense of an experiencer. There's no sense that, well, I'm sitting here and even though I'm not thinking, I'm having an experience. I'm experiencing ecstasy. I'm experiencing wisdom, knowledge, or something profound. Real samadhi is off the game board, friends. It's not something that you are even aware of. And you might say, well, how do you know you're in samadhi? You know. And things don't have to be logical. You know. You know when your awareness returns to the plane of self and ideation, that you've been beyond it. There's a knowing. And that's enough. So real wisdom, the deepest spiritual wisdom, does not occur here. It can't, here being in this body and in this mind and in this physical universe. Real wisdom is something that you have to move into the planes of the highest light to experience. And you can't bring yourself with you. You have to go to the other side. The other side is what is beyond the mind's knowing. There's the world of the physical. There's the astral, the dimensions, the dimensional planes that you can traverse in your astral body. They're the planes of light, which are referred to as the causal, and you experience in your causal body. Those are the meditative planes.
How'd you make out last night,
and
Manners?
Dimensions, the planes of light.
Let's but just say I met a girl last
that's
night.
That's still something that you
she
can reference,
off a
even the planes
more than
of light.
Chew.
Well, the experience in the higher planes of light is certainly a kind of samadhi.
Oh, God!
Salvakalpa samadhi. Nirvikalpa samadhi.
You know what a maniac struck
is to go to the other side.
Night? That's five girls dead
to experience
already.
The He's other side.
Killing all the f***ing horrors.
As I said before,
right,
the other side is beyond
out
knowing.
About last night?
You cannot know well, what you experience on the
I
other
found
side.
Out somebody saw the killer drive off from the homicide last week.
The chip size here
they
is too limited.
They got us a description of the car.
You can't
well,
grasp
right
your own
then.
Experience. That's
Come
the
on,
true
let's roll.
Wisdom. True wisdom is on the other side of this life. Not in death, but beyond the grasp of the conscious mind. That's where real wisdom lies. Someone who's truly wise makes that journey many times a day. They go back and forth from this world to the other side. And when you come back, you don't remember the journey, but yet you are the journey. Perhaps it's more apparent to someone else even than it is to you, because the you that was you before you went to the other side is never the same when you come back. Going to the other side of consciousness into, in other words, nirvana. Nirvana is the other side. The source of all things, where all the aggregates come from, where the templates of infinity are. To go to the other side, or where they come from, then, is wisdom. Wisdom is getting there. Wisdom is nirvana.
Sleep. Shadows are the sails of night. They soon will come to hide the light.
Zombie!
O Prince of Darkness, O Lucifer, I come with what my evil eye has gleaned. The children are here. They've eaten your bread and drunk your wine. Already they've spoken of you as divine. O Satan! Calls me one, the one who seeks you instead of eternal peace, with
oh
a heart
God.
On fire and a soul on ice.
Zombie from the grave.
I've
back.
Come to offer you youth and fresh, fresh
already
blood.
Each other. Something was passing between you all. Some secret.
We must begin in blood. So that we may
conspiracy.
End in blood. I take this sword
conspiracy.
Clean and new.
I'm telling you something.
And in your name, Lucifer, perform this act of wanton cruelty. I pour the blood of the beast in this
Jeffrey?
Vessel of silver to sanctify this place. Impure for man, bird, or beast. Now that the beast is drained and the cup is filled, I write your unholy name thrice in blood, so that all that are summoned will do your will. With this staff, freshly cut of hazel wood, I shall draw a circle 3 feet from this altar so that
things
no malignant or unfriendly
none
spirit
of
can enter
you.
And do me harm.
Well, maybe there are patients of Jeffrey's.
I leave
no,
this
no,
break
no, I know they weren't.
For the bride
I followed him all day from
Satan.
One end of town to the other. And everywhere
and
he went,
none
he
other.
Meetings with strange people.
I, one, servant of the highest by virtue of his unholy name, Lucifer, do sanctify unto myself
That's so
this
stupid,
circumference
it's funny,
of blood
but I can't talk
from the
what
east, Lufa from the west,
okay.
South
well,
from the south,
Second! From the north!
Just forget that he's a psychiatrist. Just think of him as a very intelligent man, which is what he is. It's a book party. He's a celebrity. He's very famous, and you will really like him if you just forget that you think he's a psychiatrist.
Matthew, I've lived in this city all my life. Somehow today I felt everything had changed. People were different. Not just Jeffrey, but everybody. Yesterday it all seemed normal. Today everything seemed the same, but it wasn't. It was a nightmare. It really became frightening. It was like the whole city had changed overnight.
Get everything you want, but the English chemical. The captain
did
it. They've been surrounded by Rommel for 40 days and they've run out of food. And the captain comes and makes an announcement. He says, "Men, I have some good news for you and some bad news for you." And one of the men says,
"Oh, wait, you have told me this one."
Can I come to you again?
Oh, my God. Lock the door.
They're coming. They're coming. Help. Help. They're coming. They're coming. Listen to me. Listen. Help me. You're next, please. Please. You're next. They're in danger. Please. Listen to me. Something terrible. Please. You're next. Here they are. They're already here. Help. You're next. They're coming. They're coming.
Policeman will help.
Even if we could get past that creature outside, there's still the electric fence. The phone here can't get out that way.
If we could get the car. That's it. Victor.
If you could get the keys from him.
B. I was having a little nightcap.
Who do you think you are, pinching me? Maybe you like some company. Someone like me? More like it. Don't you like me, Victor?
Is chained. Let's go outside.
Outside? I think I'd like that.
The sister I've casually met in the street. Hello, sister. It's like two sisters I've Chess. It's like those two sisters I've Chess. But Faith plays good chess for Chess. Oh, shh. Two sisters of Faith and Chance. My Faith can exclude Chance, but my Chance can explain Faith. My Faith didn't allow me to wait for Chance, and Chance didn't give me enough faith. Well, and then I read that private life is a stage only I play in many parts that are smaller than me, and yet I still play them. I suffer, I believe, I am. But at the same time, I know there's a third possibility, you know, like cancer or madness. But cancer or madness controlled reality. The possibility I'm talking about pierces reality. Well.
it, maybe. Maybe it's impossible to say. Maybe I'm too stupid. You're looking at me as if you're looking at me as if to tell me that I need you to fill me up, as if I'm an empty space. Well, I love you too, but what makes me go on is to know him eternal and make him suffer, and I'll hurt him, and I'm betraying him, but this brings me small rewards. Well, yet I can't exist by myself because I'm afraid of myself, because I'm the maker of my own evil. Because I'm... Goodness is only some kind of reflection upon evil. That's all it is.
It's a vial, Professor. A nutrient.
You mean a synthetic?
A completely non-organic food to concentrate. Medicine has lengthened the lifespan of people who live longer. But the food supply remains fairly static. World population is increasing at the rate of 25 million a year. An overcrowded world. That means not enough to eat. The disease of hunger, like most diseases, well, it spreads. There are 2 billion people in the world today. In 1975, there will be 3 billion. In the year 2000, there will be 3,625,000,000. The world may not be able to produce enough food to feed all these people. Now perhaps you'll understand what an inexpensive nutrient will mean.
Get out!
How many of us will get into our future, sir?
I said, get out!
Our business is a fuel. No man can do it on his own, of course.
And while he's gone, I make the rules.
Magician's rabbit.
You enforce the rules. You don't make new ones. You don't change them.
Hundreds of others have
learned before. Just because you fall in love with his face doesn't mean you can bring him in here.
This was impossible.
Simon's the only one that can bring new people in, and he would never bring him in.
And we use the simplest of all, the atom. Let me show you.
Simon won't have it. And neither will the master.
That's an isotope,
isn't
it?
Say he was raped.
You
don't know.
Ammoniac.
Even if he was raped, that only makes it worse.
Binds it and triggers.
Simon don't like
using
victims.
At extreme and
the master.
Maybe a reality
before.
Excuse me.
Insane.
I am in charge.
Simon is.
Simon is gone. I have the power.
Oh, yes.
I have the authority.
It's for you, Doctor.
You can either live with that or you can leave.
Thank you.
But if you interfere with my actions,
hello,
my decisions,
hi, Josh,
I'll bring down the wrath of Satan himself.
Call her back. Tell her I'll stop by on my way home.
You go making sacrifices,
bye,
seeking dispensation for a queer.
Sorry,
you'll bring down Satan's wrath, all right?
Thanks for the
you'll
tour,
unleash
Professor.
All the demons
Maybe
of
one
hell
of these days
on
you'll
this
invite
place.
Me back. Why, yes, of course.
Get out!
Oh, Professor, I'm still puzzled by the speed with which Jacob's malformation developed. Can you explain it? Eric is dead, and he shouldn't be. The cause was acromegaly, nothing else.
Seems such a deviation from the classic cases.
Our master.
You're being very diplomatic,
Doctor. Worked in heaven.
Why don't you speak up?
Hallowed be thy master's name.
Don't you think, sir,
Kingdom
this time
come,
you might be wrong?
Thy will
in
be done.
In this case, no. You want to do it all.
As it is all.
Why don't you?
Coming,
you object? I was upset.
Everything okay in here? Everything you want, do you? Now, I hope you're thinking nice, silly, girly things, because if I think even for a second you're planning anything, I'll be forced to do something nasty, something evil. Blood gives me a high. You know what I mean? Ooh. Only the best for guys like you, huh?
Really? If you like, you can keep it.
Oh, you mean that?
Sure.
You listen to me. When I want something, I just take it. Do you
Would
understand?
You like a cup of coffee?
Cup of coffee?
It's here already.
With cream and poison, huh?
So humid in here. Can't we go down to the beach for a while?
You're wasting your time, Sue. He can't let us go. He'd have to ask his boss first.
Shut your mouth! Or I'll close it for good. I don't have a boss. I'm my own boss, do you understand? And I do what the hell I want. Well, all right. But not all together. You first. on, what are you waiting for?
He could give you some answers.
I knew you'd want me to find out what the boys in the back room will have. Champagne, starting with number one.
All right, number one, I know we can hold our liquor.
Oh, Simon.
How are they? Mostly fine. Six is having some trouble adjusting to his clone status.
Point of interest, Father, when you were looking at the plane ticket, we saw it two-dimensional.
Like a TV image.
All of you?
To the last clone. Other than that, we've been running some personality profile tests on each other.
Find anything interesting?
Some minor variations, slight, but they're there.
Or at least that'll guarantee a hedge against boredom.
Talking to each other is like talking to myself, 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 myself.
If you don't mind my curiosity, can you all hear each other telepathically?
No, Cousin. We can hear Papa think, and he us. But that's the edge of the parameter. We clones can't hear each other.
How many of you are physically able to travel?
Most.
Four of you are coming with me to Washington. I'm meeting the people who are financing the clone research.
That ought to shake up the stewardesses when the five of you climb aboard.
Give me a rum.
Point where I take it,
Father. Champagne.
What?
Oh, Papa Simon was just thinking we're going to have to do something about that.
I'll never get used to this. Do you think it's wise to take them out so soon? I mean, they were just born today.
They're doctors. They know if they can travel or not. I may need some help.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.